The Anchorage School Board decided how to spend their unexpected $24 million fund balance during a lengthy Monday night meeting. Most will be saved to make up for next year's anticipated deficit. The money was originally budgeted for this year, but the district spent less than planned on salaries because they had difficulty hiring and retaining highly experienced teachers. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
The Anchorage School Board is putting aside $17 million to soften the anticipated budget deficit for the 2015-16 school year. This will mean the district should not have to lay off any teachers or instruction support staff next year. Superintendent Ed Graff said the money will help teacher and student morale so they can focus on learning.
We are trying to make sure that we do what's right by not having to go through this churning of staff and employees and decision making, unnecessarily.
The board also narrowly voted in favor of advancing $2 million to the German Immersion Charter School for building a new facility. Some board members questioned the merits of using a large chunk of money to help a small percentage of ASD students. Others wondered about the school's financial transparency and the apparent opposition within the school community to the building project. Betty Davis voted against giving Rilke Shula the money in this fiscal climate.
At this point, I can't see me even making a loan to give this particular charter an opportunity to build a building when they can agree on it, whether they need it or not.
The motion passed 4-3. The board also set aside another $1 million for a charter school facility fund that will sunset in 2016. That left nearly $4 million to use during the second semester of this school year. The district will spend more money toward hiring teachers' assistants, paying substitute teachers more, and providing summer school. They will also try to recruit more special ed teachers. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.